Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Dominic DeLay, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
What tent do you belong in? Joshua complains to Moses that the two who weren't in their tent don't belong in their number, even though they also received a share of the Spirit. There have been hundreds of tents, or at least tables, on campus recently trying to claim the allegiance of students, especially you new students who haven't yet raised your battle flag and shown your colors. Yes, you're cardinal red, but are you green or Republican or socialist? Should you belong to a service org, Greek house, or cultural club? Should you audition for Talisman, the Mendicants, or Ragapella? Do you wonder if you even belong in cardinal red and worry that you'll be found out as an imposter? What about religion? Do you belong in the Christian, Muslim, or devout atheist tent? I suppose most of us here are Catholic Christians, but do you belong in this university Catholic community that doesn't even have its own tent, or in a regular parish? Hopefully you'll all feel like you belong in this tent and will share your gifts and your wonderful selves with the rest of us. But which mass do you belong at? Do you belong in the practically sunrise 10:30 Treseder tent? The big fat 4:30 tent? Or the study avoidance 10 p.m. tent? Catholicism here, like elsewhere, is a big tent. Do you belong with the traditionalists, progressives, or can't we all get alongs? Do you belong with the choir, readers, or hospitality ministers? Which small group do you belong in? And we all belong in a small group, don't we? More about that from Maddie in a few minutes. Some of us have no problem finding a place to belong, but we might start to doubt whether we really want to belong. Has your country, while you've been asleep in your spacious accommodations inside the tent, raised a different colored flag and put guards at the entrance? Are we still hoping that in our church, the violence covered by the shadows in the recesses of the tent will just go away without each of us lighting our candle? Do we find another tent or make it a better tent? All of us have a deep need to belong. It's probably instinctual, evolutionary, coming from the need for protection, for security. We all need a safe tent to belong in, but sometimes we ignore who we really are and force ourselves to fit in. Or maybe you're the type who hops from tent to tent so you don't have to really belong anywhere. Problems also arise when we bolster our belonging to one group by asserting our superiority or dominance over other groups. We often try to squelch those who aren't in our group, like Joshua, or like Jesus' disciples, who brag about trying to stop an outsider from driving out demons in Jesus' name. We try to shout others down and shut them out, all to establish a secure place for ourselves. Apparently, from the beginning, we Christians, even though we're meant to be a big tent for all, have been masters at excluding others. By doing this, we become stumbling blocks, as the gospel says, to people finding their way to Christ. Perhaps we become the biggest stumbling block when we have the arrogance of thinking we have all the truth and that no one else has anything to offer us. If we all learn nothing else during our time at Stanford, we ought to learn how little we know. If our intellectual pride is a stumbling block for ourselves and others, we should cut it out, as the gospel says. Belonging in religion, in society in general, and at Stanford is a good thing, but it will never bring us complete security. It just won't. We can't fight or tent our way into security. We may establish some semblance of temporary security, but there is no ultimate security, except for us Christians in Christ. That's Christ right there calling us. Somebody better get that. We belong to Christ. And this isn't our doing, our choosing. It's Christ who claims us for himself. Us, along with plenty of people we'd rather he didn't choose. Christ is our tent of security. He brings us under his roof so that we can learn to love one another and together love others outside the tent, invite them into the tent of God's love. Here at Stanford, we Catholics cooperate with Muslims, Jews, fellow Christians, and others. We recognize, or try to, that God's Spirit is at work outside our own tent, beyond and sometimes despite our efforts. And we know the Spirit is at work when we see love. Recently, a former white nationalist with the ironic, karmic, or providential last name, Black, was asked, since he could be convinced to leave the white nationalists, might he at some point ever be convinced to rejoin them? He said no, because they care about themselves rather than about other people. Love of others is the measure of whether or not we belong in the right group or a right group. Our belonging should always be about making sure everyone else has a place of belonging. We belong to our true, loving, free selves and to one another. How can each of us this week, today, right now, give ourselves over to Christ in prayer and to one another in loving service? One of the ways the Catholic community at Stanford experiences a diversity of people coming together under the tent of Christ's love is our Encounter Christ small groups. Our small groups are places where at one and at the same time we find belonging and challenge. Our common faith and support of one another creates a sense of belonging like no other. And the different thoughts and experiences shared challenges us to become better, more loving Christians. If you've watched the one-minute video at StanfordCatholic.org, you've seen how much our small group means to their members as places of belonging and growth. Encounter Christ small groups are microcosms, model tents of the way things can and should be in the church and in the world in general. Maddie, tell us a little more.
Thank you so much for your words and for the introduction, Father Dominic. Again, my name is Maddie, and I'm the Encounter Christ Small Group Coordinator for this year. Small groups are tight-knit communities of students, both undergrads and grads, where we connect and meet and support one another. Small groups are a profound act of inclusion, where fellow Stanford students can be a witness for each other and share in Christ's love. Small groups meet weekly for just 1 hour to dive into Scripture and to reflect on its meaning and how we can apply it to our own lives. But it goes much deeper than that. Small groups are about encountering Christ in both the scripture and in each other. I attended my first small group my freshman year. It was so great to be with other freshmen and to share in any struggles of my faith that I was having. It was also a place where I could go just to relax, get a break from school, leave my worries at the door, and truly be myself with others and with Christ. It was my home away from home, my safe tent. My junior year, I became a small group leader and experienced a whole new level of joy in that role. Now that I've graduated from Stanford, I can tell you that my small group has carried me, especially in the times when I've been the busiest. It has gotten me to where I am today. I was able to encounter Jesus, form lasting friendships, and find peace. My small group helped me to be more present, to get the most out of my Stanford experience. It has grounded my faith when things were tough. Encountering Christ in small group has transformed my life. And I know it will do the same for you. So sign up for a small group today, right now. In your pews at the end, you'll actually find some sign-up sheets and some pencils and pens. Sign-up sheets that look like this, if you want to go ahead and pass them down through your pews. So we'll just ask for your name, your contact info, and some other information that'll help us find a small group that works best with your schedule. We'll ask you where your dorm is, what nights you're available to meet, questions like that. Good. So we'll just pass them down throughout the pews. Then at the end of Mass, you'll hang on to these cards, these forms. You'll bring them to the back of the church where I and some other small group leaders will be waiting there to connect with you. Let's make the most of our time here at Stanford this year. Let's go further, dig deeper. Join a small group today, encounter Christ, and realize that this is where you truly belong. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.